This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea claims it tested this week a second known type of nuclear-capable underwater attack drone designed to destroy naval vessels and ports, adding to a flurry of weapons demonstrations this year that have heightened tensions with rivals. The report of the four-day test came a day after the nuclear envoys of the United States, South Korea, and Japan met in Seoul to discuss the growing North Korean nuclear threat and called for a stronger international effort to crack down on the illicit North Korean activities. Meanwhile, there's a renewed push for support of a ban on North Korean workers. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
Workers abroad and to curb the North's cybercrime. They say such steps are necessary to block the country's means to fund its nuclear program. The group says that North Korea's recent weapons tests show it is more intent on acquiring more advanced missiles designed to attack the U.S. and its allies rather than returning to talks. Experts believe that North Korea's crypto hacking and other illicit cyber activities and the wages sent by North Korean workers add to their revenue. Workers remain in China, Russia, and elsewhere, despite an earlier UN order to repatriate them by the end of 2019. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. Justice Department has launched an investigation of possible release of Pentagon documents.
The documents, posted on several social media sites, appear to detail U.S. and NATO aid to Ukraine. They're labeled secret and resemble routine updates the U.S. military's joint staff will produce daily, but not distribute publicly. They are not war plans and provide no details on any planned Ukrainian offensive.
That's AP's Ben Thomas reporting. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Responding to the news that Russia could pull out of a deal that allows the export of Ukrainian grain to global markets, Turkey's foreign minister says the deal should stay in place, but tweaks may be necessary. AP correspondent Charles Iledesma.
Turkey's foreign minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu says the grain agreement should continue. This isn't important only for the export of Ukrainian and Russian grain and fertilizer, but also in terms of the global food crisis and to reduce the problem every household in the world is experiencing, he says. Çavuşoğlu adds he'd agreed with Russia's Sergei Lavrov that obstacles preventing the export of Russian grains and fertilizers needed to be removed. In turn, Lavrov said, if the grain deal isn't extended, Russia could cooperate directly with Turkey and Qatar to ensure continuing grain exports to the countries that need grain. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Access to the most commonly used method of abortion in the U.S. plunged into uncertainty Friday following conflicting court rulings over the legality of the abortion medication that has been widely available for more than 20 years. U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek ordered a hold on a federal approval of mifepristone in a decision that overruled decades of scientific approval, but that decision came as U.S. District Judge Thomas L. Rice, an Obama appointee, essentially ordered the opposite and directed U.S. authorities not to make any changes that will restrict access to the drug in at least 17 states where Democrats sued in an effort to protect availability. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris Friday rallied youth for gun safety in the state of Tennessee after Democratic Party lawmakers were expelled from the state legislature for siding with protesters pushing for stricter gun laws.
Harris spoke to students at Fisk University, a historically black institution in Nashville. She criticized the Tennessee lawmakers' actions as undemocratic.
A democracy says you don't silence the people. You do not stifle the people. You don't turn off their microphones when they are speaking about the importance of life and liberty.
The partisan battle in Nashville comes after 3 9-year-old students and 3 adults were killed in a March 27th school shooting in the city. It was the latest high-profile mass shooting in the United States. Young black lawmakers Justin Jones and Justin Pearson were expelled from the Tennessee State House of Representatives Thursday for participating in a gun control rally at the State House. White lawmaker Gloria Johnson, who also took part in the rally, escaped expulsion by 1 vote. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Yeah.